USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Rick Grenell, the former acting director of National Intelligence and ambassador to Germany, said on Newsmax Monday he hopes that when Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Mark Milley and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin testify this week before Congress, they are ready to answer very specific questions about the Biden administration's decision to close the Bagram airfield long before the withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan.
Military leaders are saying, wait a minute, that's not what we briefed. And the political people inside the White House are saying, well, that's exactly what they briefed. And so we need senators and we need people in Washington, D.C. to zero in on this. Who's right? Who's telling the truth and who's lying?
Two people were killed in Philadelphia on Saturday, pushing the city's total number of homicide victims this year past 400, a milestone that has only been surpassed once since 2007. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. These are dream sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Border Patrol agents are mad and upset that leadership is throwing them under the bus, a top official with the agency's union told Fox News in Del Rio, Texas. National Border Patrol Council Vice President John Anfinson tells Fox News.
The agents feel like at all levels of management, from CBP to DHS to the White House, that they've been thrown under the bus because no investigation has been completed, yet you're hearing the president say these people won't pay. The secretary echoed those sentiments, and then Friday, of course, CBP's commissioner basically said the same thing. So agents are upset.
Images of Border Patrol agents on horseback pursuing Haitian migrants went viral, with erroneous accusations that the officials were whipping the immigrants. Governor Gavin Newsom signed a measure Monday that makes vote-by-mail permanent in California, coming after the tactic was used in 2020 and was left in place during this month's recall election. The Democrat governor issued a statement as he signed Assembly Bill 37. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Dwayne Dog the Bounty Hunter Chapman is investigating a tip that alleges Brian Laundrie, the fugitive fiancé of Gabby Petito, went into a Florida campground 75 miles away with his parents in early September, but only two of them were seen leaving.
We had a very good lead come up today that he was down here in this park, not very far away. We checked our lead out. It is confirmed. The parents were down here two times. It was September 1st through the 3rd and September 6th through the 8th. They registered to stay at this park. They were registered, went through the gate, they're on camera, they were here. And they did enter. They did come here.
The tip gives renewed hope that authorities might soon reach a conclusion to what has become a costly weeks-long search for Laundrie and a quest for answers that has extended from coast to coast. On Monday, the Senate met to vote on a continuing resolution advanced by House Democrats to fund the government through December and provide emergency aid for areas affected by Hurricane Ida and Afghan refugees. In a roughly party-line vote, the upper chamber failed to meet the 60-vote threshold to begin debate on the resolution, a move which denied the bill from advancing to a vote. The 49-50 vote came after a tense political situation in Washington for over a month. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.